Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A freeze warning continues until 8 a.m. today. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 66. Lows level off around 50. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 73. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 30.
Back in with news, I'm Andy Hoosier. U.S. Senator Jerry Moran has partnered with six other Republican senators and Democrats across the political aisle in signing a bipartisan bill that would require Congress to approve President Donald Trump's tariffs on trading partners. As KSN News reports that Senator Moran has approved and supported the Trade Review Act of 2025 that would limit the president's ability to impose the unilateral tariffs without the approval of Congress, saying it would also require the president to notify Congress on the imposition of new tariffs and increase tariffs within 28 hours and provide an explanation on the reasoning of the action. In other news, the Kansas Department of Labor's Labor Market Information Division says they've partnered with the Geographic Solutions to help create a new website focused on students and career seekers across the state. As the website is called Today's Occupations, Tomorrow's Opportunities, also known as TODO, saying the website will feature self-serving tools so people can explore their interests, career paths, and find opportunities.
Are you ready for a new car? You can choose your ride this April at First Council Casino and Resort. That's right. Choose your ride with up to $50,000 in cash on Saturday, April 26th. And that's not all. We are giving away $5,000 in cash every Saturday. Earn entries with your 7-Clan Players Club card and drive away with cash in your brand new ride. More rewards, more concerts, and more fun at your home for life-changing jackpots. Come see us at 7-Clan's First Council Casino and Resort. Highway 77 in Newkirk, where the winners play.
Truck Stop is the premier provider for all of your towing needs. Fifth wheels, gooseneck, and bumper pull hitches with brands like BMW, Drawtype, and Kurt. We also sell and install brake controllers and airbags to lift your squatty rear end. Interest-free financing makes it a snap to get your boat, horse trailer, or camper safely down the road. For all of your hitch needs, stop by Truck Stop today at 427 North Washington.
Tricked out, check us out, Truck Stop.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly ended up wrapping up last week with signing seven more bills into law across the state of Kansas, with them taking effect within the next couple months, including Senate Bill 104 that ends up granting additional flexibility to Shawnee County Board of County Commissioners to make citizens commissions on local government. Senate Bill 77 that streamlines the process by removing state agencies that no longer exist from the Kansas administrative regulations. Senate Bill 13 reduces requirements for filing, registration, and licenses of certain organizations and businesses. House Bill 2222 that requires ignition interlock device manufacturers to pay fees to the state of Kansas for the administration of the ignition interlock program. House Bill 2221 that transfers the Alcohol and Drug Abuse Treatment Fund from the Kansas Department of Corrections to the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability. House Bill 2215 that modifies the definition of public-private partnerships. And House Bill 2110 that facilitates the state's 911 board transition to a new state agency.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. An ongoing legal battle in the Lincoln, Nebraska area regarding gun ownership has led to a lawyer of four different area gun owners telling the Nebraska Supreme Court during oral arguments at the end of last week that their clients should not need to break a Lincoln City ordinance in order to gain the legal standing to sue and stop weapon bans within city property. As according to the Nebraska Examiner, according to Jacob Hubert with the Nebraska Firearms Owners Association, made the arguments that all four of his clients have altered their practice of arming themselves when visiting public parks and public spaces due to the city ordinance, making the argument that the city of Lincoln and the city of Omaha is not able to ban guns in parks, trailers, and other public spaces because the legislature outlawed most gun restrictions with Legislative Bill 77 that happened back in 2023. According to the law, it does allow Nebraskans to carry concealed handguns without a permit or state-mandated training. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Warm weather is on the way, and it's time for spring cleaning. Cut down on clutter by signing up for paperless billing with Blue Valley Technologies. Tired of mail delays? No need to worry, with monthly invoices being sent directly to your email. Sign up before April 30th for paperless billing by changing your account settings online at bluevalley.net or call our office at 877-876-1228 and receive a one-time $20 bill credit.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business with approval for purchase of 5 desks for the appraiser's office at a cost of nearly $28,000 approved. Washington County Commissioners were advised several community storm sirens were not operational. Those identified during a recent test include Greenleaf, Morrowville, Lynn, Palmer, and Hollenberg. Individual communities are responsible for the storm sirens. The county sheriff reports he has some good hires in mind and would like to proceed. He noted potential departures in the future and planning ahead, which may result in short-term overstaff. Gage County Board of Supervisors, at their last meeting, spent considerable discussion, then extending a deadline to complete work on a series of 6 culvert projects in the county by a month. An earlier 6-month extension with votescapes on the project had been granted previously, and the motion to extend until June 1st passed on a 4-3 vote, with Gary Lytle, Emily Haxby, and Rick Claybaugh voting no. An update on this summer's Cattlemen's Ball in Gage County was presented. Starting March 15th, the first of 9 tents will arrive, and others will follow. There will be a ranch rodeo Saturday afternoon with 12 four-man teams. Main entertainer will be Gabby Barrett, with Nebraska native Jordan Scope also performing. They'll have multiple free medical tests and a live auction at the fundraiser involved, with thousands expected to attend the annual event in Gage County, which will be at the Acton Ranch near Liberty. Traffic shifting to the Shoofly detour this week on the Deer Creek Bridge project north of Marysville on US 77. With the speed limit reduced to 55 miles per hour while the new bridge is built. The south tie-in of Bison Road at US 77 will close until the project is complete, which is expected in July. A pair of buildings in Pawnee City on G Street collapsed April 1st during a windstorm. The 2-story buildings had sustained earlier storm damage some months ago and were apparently vacant. Minor damage to adjacent pharmacy and bank buildings were reported with no injuries. Alice L. Juniman, age 82, of Hanover, passed away Thursday. Massive Christian burial Friday, 10 a.m., St. John's Catholic School gym. Burial in St. John's Catholic Cemetery. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at the school gym, with a visitation Thursday 2 until 5 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Alice Juniman. Adrian F. Ad Prawley, age 83, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Memorial service is planned at a later date, pending at Christy Andrews' funeral home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Adrian Ad Prawley. City of Marysville advising they'll be repairing a water pit at 804 Ann, with the water off perhaps several hours, beginning around 9 a.m. this morning in the neighborhood of 804 Ann Street in Marysville. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, lasagna with French bread, mixed salad, peaches, and cake. Tomorrow, turkey tetrazzini, garlic bread, broccoli, and blushing pears. KNDY News Time, 7:12.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Rise and shine with Minnie's Kitchen. Open Tuesday through Friday from 4:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. and Saturdays from 7 a.m. to noon. Now closed on Mondays. Start your day the sweet way with fresh made daily donuts and pastries and perfectly brewed coffee. Visit Minnie's Kitchen in downtown Marysville and taste the difference.
Join a sentimental journey with the Marshall County Arts Cooperative featuring a presentation on proms past, a morning of elegance and nostalgia with timeless music, and a delightful breakfast for those seniors age 60 and older this Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Arts in Marysville. The exhibit, of course, always open to the public. Plus, MCAC will host a Sudoku tournament beginning Saturday 10 a.m. at the Arts Center. $5 entry fee with cash prizes, $50 for first place. 10 a.m. starts Saturday at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Arts in Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny and breezy today with our highs in the lower 70s and lower 80s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with the lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Sunny throughout Wednesday with our highs in the mid-70s, then clear skies over Wednesday night with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. Staying breezy throughout Thursday, some sunshine with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Northwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 30, then clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. More sunshine by Friday with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Then mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. Sunshine throughout Saturday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Then mostly clear skies over Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. More sunshine throughout Sunday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Partly cloudy Sunday night with our lows in the 50s. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature, early April 64. Record high on this date, 91. The average low, 39. The record low, 14. Sunset this evening, 7:57, with sunrise in the morning at 7 a.m. 30 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 8th of April. KNDY News Time, 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Bite Me Barbecue has more than just great barbecue. Of course, they have delicious pulled pork, brisket, sausage, burnt ends, and more, but they also feature other choices as well, with excellent food at affordable prices. Don't forget, they can bring the menu to your family gathering, special event, wedding, or business function. Check out Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville, also online and on Facebook.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Men's basketball has the national champion. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Florida Gators trailed most of the way last night to Houston, but they take the lead on a couple of free throws in the final minute. Survive a chaotic ending in the closing seconds.
5 seconds to sharp. Top of the key. Lost the dribble. He's got to pick it up. It's scooped up by Condon. Condon secures it, and Florida found a way. From 12 down to the school's third national championship in men's basketball.
Westwood 1 NCAA Radio Network. Neither team shot particularly well last night, and it allows the Gators to hang around and ultimately pull out the win, 65-63. 65 points, the fewest in a title game win since 2014. Coach Todd Golden, at the age of 39, the youngest coach to win a title since 37-year-old Jim Valvano when he beat Houston in 1983. For Houston, the school now winless in 7 trips to the championship matchup. NBA Kings by 10 over the Pistons. Sacramento is 9th in the West, a game ahead of Dallas. Pistons are 6th in the East, a game and a half behind the Bucks for that 5 seed. Miami beats Philly 117-105. Heat, 10th in the Eastern Conference currently, a game behind Chicago for 9th. Sixers, meanwhile, have dropped their last 12. St. Louis Blues had won 12 straight until last night against the Jets.
Time winds down, and now the game officially over. Blues fall to the Winnipeg Jets by a score of 3-1, and a win streak of 12 games is over. We may have just seen what could be a tight preview of a first-round matchup in the playoffs.
101 ESPN. Jets get their 53rd win of the season and snap the Blues' 12-game win streak. Jets 3 points ahead of the Capitals for best record in the NHL. Baseball, the Nationals beat the Dodgers 6-4. Shohei Ohtani in the loss, a double shy of the cycle. Blue Jays beat the Red Sox 6-2. Padres edge the Athletics 5-4. San Diego is 9-2. Reds shut out the Giants 2-0.
This weekend, only at Macy's, it's our lowest prices of spring. How low? Diamond rings, pendants, and earrings, only $399, originally $1,500. Ninja blenders, now $89.99. And $395 men's designer suits, only $99.99. So if you're wondering why you should shop Macy's lowest prices sale, well, the name pretty much says it all. It's our lowest prices for one weekend only. Going on now at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Trading will resume after a day that started with wild swings for the major indexes, then settled down. Not as bad as it could have been, but still another down day. The Dow lost 349 points, the S&P 500 down 12, the NASDAQ gained 15 points, though the tech-heavy NASDAQ index finished a little higher. It was like the New York Stock Exchange in that many more shares in the broader market, 2,400, declined compared to those which advanced, 1,147. Oil prices slid 2% to a near four-year low Monday on worries that the President Trump tariffs could push economies around the world into recession and reduce global demand for energy. Brent futures fell to about $64 a barrel. U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude futures dropped to about $60. A few Republican lawmakers have signed on to bills that would require Congress to vote to approve new tariffs. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Good Tuesday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. A bipartisan Senate bill would restore Congress's constitutional role in approving tariff use. Former Senate Finance Chair Chuck Grassley and fellow panel Democrat Maria Cantwell would require Congress to okay the president's unilateral tariffs. Cantwell defended the rules-based global trading system.
Our trade agreements helped American farmers export $176 billion in agricultural products last year. They helped ensure that the United States is the world's largest agricultural exporter, with soybeans and corn leading the way as the top export.
The Cantwell-Grassley 2025 Trade Review Act follows Senate passage with four GOP votes of a Democratic bill that reverses President Trump's Canadian tariffs. But another bill may move in the House despite Cantwell's constitutional argument for her bipartisan measure.
Article 1, Section 8 of the U.S. Constitution gave Congress the explicit authority to impose duties and regulate commerce, given the far-reaching impact to our national economy that I just mentioned.
The Cantwell-Grassley bill mirrors then-Chairman Grassley's 2019 Section 232 tariff reform efforts. The new bill requires the president to notify Congress of imposing tariffs within 48 hours and explain the reasoning for them. Congress must approve the president's action within 60 days or the new tariffs expire after that. Now, a quick note in conclusion shows other tariff news, including several agricultural inputs are exempt from the 10% across-the-board tariffs and the higher reciprocal duties applied to specific trade partners. Agriculture.com says that's according to a list of carve-out published by the White House. Products excluded from the new duties, including potash, certain herbicides and pesticides, peat, lumber products, lubricating oils, some energy products, and certain pharmaceuticals, including tranquilizers and vaccines for veterinary use. Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news right here and only here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Tough Midwest lawns need tough American-made mowing equipment. This year, ride with the best on a new Hustler mower from Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville. Hustler provides top-of-the-line cutting performance while also offering first-in-class comfortable designs. With a full line of residential and commercial zero-turn options, Blue Valley Trailers can have you on a new Hustler in no time or service the one you have. See what options are available at BlueValleyTrailers.com or stop by the showroom on the east side of Waterville. Hustler mowers work as hard as you. Find the right model today at Blue Valley Trailers.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. There are many theories that are made about the weather, and some of them have factual components, while others are myths. K-State meteorologist Chip Redmond breaks down a few common assumptions he has heard related to the weather. He says why people assume 90 days after the first fog, spring will come.
We have fog in the wintertime because temperature's cooler, it's easier for us to reach the dew point. And then guess what happens 90 days later from a fog? Springtime. And typically in the springtime, we have moisture. So you can't ever tie that to a fog. Like last year's a great example. In 2024, we had about 10 straight days of just heavy fog throughout the central plains. And 9 days later, we actually were below normal precipitation through April and May.
Redmond explained the science of why there is truth to a phrase about the color of the sky at night and in the morning.
The red sky at night, sailors delight. Red sky at morning, sailors take warning. So when you have a red sky at night, you have to have the sun reaching the bottom of the clouds, those high clouds. And when you have a departing storm system, there's usually cirrus in the wake of that storm. And since the sun can hit it, there's nothing blocking that sun, which means clear skies to the west, which means typically higher pressure building in. And then in the morning, when we have that cirrus moving in, it moves in typically in advance of a storm system or in advance of a warm front. The sun is clear to the east, and the rays can reach the underside of that cloud cover from the east because there are high pressures to the east, and that high pressure is moving away, which means the storm system's moving in later that day, potentially.
He discusses a dangerous thing to do when there is lightning.
We know don't be under a tree. Your body conducts electricity easier than the wood does. Don't go near a fence line because fences can allow for the electricity to travel long distances. That's why they have electric fences, right? Don't shower and take a bath during a thunderstorm because guess what? Water and pipes are also great conductors of electricity. So if you are running water, especially in like a shower might be a little harder just because you have the discontinuity of the shower head typically, but electricity can still travel through it and it can go long distances. Now we've kind of transitioned towards different kinds of piping, right? Like PVC, that's not, obviously not as conducive to electricity, but that water is still hyperconductive and they're easy for electricity to travel.
That was Kansas State University meteorologist Chip Redmond on a few common theories that people have when trying to understand the weather. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Lewin Burger in Waterville has dependable Sim Angus Cross bulls for sale. All black with a few black baldies, these feature good disposition and hybrid vigor with calving ease. Yearling bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. Call Lewin Burger today, Waterville, 785-268-0647.
From pickles to rhubarb, vegetables are well represented in baseball slang. Today, we look at the expression, a can of corn, on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, April 8th, the 98th day of the year. Former First Lady Betty Ford was born on this day.
Clint Eastwood was elected mayor of Carmel, California in 1986, and Hank Aaron broke Babe Ruth's home run tally in 1974. Baseball commentators will sometimes use the phrase can of corn to describe a lazy fly ball. We thought the colorful phrase deserved some research, but here's what we found. Its origins go back to the 19th century. Old-time grocers often had canned goods stocked high on the shelf. In order to get one from the top, a clerk would use a stick to slowly tip one over, catching it gently in his apron. An easy catch then soon became compared to catching a can of corn. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
728 from KNDY. Sunshine but chilly. It's 30 degrees. As a warm-up trend begins, we'll look for highs near 70 today. Could be in the mid-70s Wednesday. Look out this weekend. We'll touch the 80s.
Good Tuesday. Sam's back with your latest Mid-America Sports Network update as it was the conclusion to the men's 2024-25 basketball season last night as, of course, UConn women's basketball claimed their national title on Sunday. But yesterday, it was the Florida Gators claiming their third since 2000, winning 65-63 against Houston.
Houston, give it up. Cryer, 6 seconds, 5 seconds, Sharp. He walked, he can't touch it, he can't.
Again, Florida rallying to that 65-63 victory for the national championship. A couple of games in the NBA took place last night, including Sacramento over the Detroit Pistons, 127-117, and the Miami Heat over the Philadelphia Sixers, 117-105.
If you missed or want to relive your favorite team's broadcast,
Hanover will be your back-to-back-to-back 1A Division II girls champion as Hanover wins their fifth title in school history.
Check out the KNDY Sports Rewind at KNDYRadio.com.
It got blocked by Loizo. Lane with a block on an easy layup. Potential play. Now right side wing three. Quick to Anderson. Yes! Anderson, three-pointers here in the first quarter for Frankfurt.
Whether history was made,
that will do it. The Lynn girls punch their first ticket to a state championship game with a 54-39 victory over Attica in the semifinal contest.
Or you want to relive the excitement, KNDY has had the coverage for over 50 years.
Long left-handed layup over defenders doesn't go. Parker knocks the rebound down all the way out front to Ava Smith. She'll play to Ann Torber at the other end. Fighting for position, takes it on a layup over Lauren O'Brien.
Check out the KNDY Sports Rewind or Coach's Corner at KNDYRadio.com and stay up to date with your favorite team all season long.
And that's all she wrote as the Axel Eagles break off the cap as Axel is your 2024-25 1A Division II champion for the second time in school history.
KNDY.